It's a glass ceiling. Glass ceiling. On Hard Facts. Hard Facts.
You've just heard the business update. It's a Wednesday, so you know it's time for the glass ceiling. Will there be justice for Nennaya Onu? She was murdered in her late father's compound while demanding for her right and her mother's right to inherit his property. We've talked a lot about property inheritance here on the glass ceiling because the glass ceiling is all about breaking the invisible obstacles in society that keep women from achieving financial, social, and civil equality. And when Nennaya Onu's father died, she was still a small girl. According to her sister, their father's relatives seized all his property, including his house, his farmland, his cars, the money in his accounts, everything. She claims her uncles did this because the dead man had no sons, just daughters. Their mother was forced to fend for herself. She was forced to start from scratch. She struggled, she managed, she raised her daughters, including Nennaya. And when Nennaya grew up, she decided to go back and demand her father's properties from her relatives. But instead, right in her father's backyard, Nennaya Onu was murdered. While she was still alive, they cut off her leg and then they set her on fire. They burned her to death just for saying her late father's property belongs to her, her mother, and her sisters. Is this the society we want? Is this the culture we want? The one we're fighting so hard to hold on to? Do we want a society that leaves widows penniless at the very moment they need the most help? Because when a woman's husband dies or when a man's wife dies, they need all the help they can get. Do we want a society where a family of women is dispossessed simply because there is no man or boy among them, where they are left to fend for themselves? Do we want a society where when a girl grows into a woman and stands up for herself against the odds, she is murdered in cold blood? 0700-993-993-993, that's for men. For women, 01465-7190. Tell me your thoughts on this story, Lagos. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. We have WhatsApp, but just for a few more minutes. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We've got Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming live. I want to read your comments there. In fact, just send your comments to Facebook. I prefer that. It's easier for me to reach Facebook. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM. And I do hope you've set that reminder for that interview happening on Friday, this Friday, 1 p.m. with Peter Obi and Iriti Bakari Yusuf. 99.3. Hello. 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 Sorry about that. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Michael.
Michael, welcome. What do you think of this story?
Are you sure of this story?
It's a real life story.
In this country?
In Ebonyi State, yes.
In this time, yes, and period of life, this is something has to be done. The international world should come into this country. Something is wrong. Sorry, thank you.
Thank you, Michael, for calling. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Dambaba.
Dambaba, welcome. Sorry about keeping you on the line earlier on.
Thank you. You see, this change is not peculiar to Ebonyi State alone.
Okay.
It happened plenty places in Nigeria, including my own place where I'm from.
Where are you from?
I'm from Benue State. You know, when I was much younger, most times they would tell you a woman don't have a say, you know, where men gathered. But now they have amended. But I don't know about the property. I always advise people not to be emotional about these things. This is what we all grew up with. We need to address it. You know, it's unfortunate we lost life. But what we do is for us that live in a city. Look, if you go village, most of the things that we discuss here, they don't even send you. They need enlightenment. They need to be educated about it. And that is what I call a proper education. It doesn't have to do with those one in the village that went to the university and all these things. It's their belief. We must address it as it is. If not, this thing will live with us, for God knows how, when it will stop. That is my own view. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your view. Jesse Lokpeye is on the line. Hi, Jesse Lokpeye.
Good afternoon. Yeah. See, I want to ask, like, what have they done to those families now?
We'll talk about that.
Like, have they arrested them? Have they been killed? Have they been killed? Like, they should cancel that family. Why would they go ahead to do such evil? That's bad, man. They shouldn't. Honestly. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, this is Chris, your senior special advisor.
Welcome, Chris.
The governor of that state, the commissioner of police of that state, President Sandra, the commissioner of, is it justice? Or the what do they call it?
Minister of Justice?
Of that state.
Commission of Justice, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Did they hear this news? Hello, President Sandra.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
You know, when you mentioned, my mind was going, what's it? When you mentioned Ebonyi, I said, because I'm familiar with Ebonyi. All of the Zambo area, where they do things, women being like chicken. A girl grow up to demand for the father's property. The next thing, you chop off her leg, set out blaze, and that community, people are dead, they kept quiet. Every one of them should be arrested, up to the upper of that village, the king of that village, or what they call them. Hello, President Sandra.
I'm here, I'm listening.
They should get every one of them arrested. And this one would be a lesson. How can you say woman, you have no right? Because he had no boy. Sandra, I'm not happy.
Thanks for calling, Chris. We've got James on the line. Hi, James.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, James. You're talking to Sandra. How are you?
Bless you, ma.
Bless you as well, sir.
Sandra, the information I heard from Ebonyi State is a shocking one.
Yes, it is.
And let them hand over the entire family and let the property of that man be controlled by the state government, not the family. Hello?
Okay.
Let the property of that man be controlled by the state government and not that people's family, because I really hear that those sort things of such normally happen in that.
Oh, that's unfortunate. We lost the connection to him. I'm wondering why James is saying hand the property over to the state government, not the family, because the man's wife is still alive. The man's daughters are alive and adults. They've killed one daughter, but the other daughters are there. His wife, his widow, is still there. So why not hand it over to her? And that comment from James is making me wonder, how many of the people who agree that killing Nennayonu is wrong will, however, agree that it was right for the family to dispossess her? Because we often don't realize that the injustice we accept leads to the bigger injustice we condemn. Because by insisting that women can be dispossessed of their inheritance, we are actually sending a message that women are subhuman. And then when someone decides to kill a woman based on that message, we're suddenly surprised. Edu is on the line. Sorry about that. Call back, Edu, 99.3. Hello.
Hello, my name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, okay. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth. Yes, I can hear you. Welcome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my name is Elizabeth. I have the news now.
Yes.
This is pathetic. In this time and age.
It is.
This state age.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It is.
The whole community should be arrested. The whole community should be arrested. The whole community should be arrested. This is terrible. In this jet age.
It is terrible indeed. You know, a question on a lot of minds, will there be justice for Nenaya? So far, justice has been delayed because the investigation was being obstructed. DSP Loveth Oda is the Ebonyi Police Command spokesperson. And she said, quote, the police have commenced clinical investigation into the matter. What delayed the investigation and arrest before now was that the family failed to make an official report to the command when the incident happened. When the family told us that the failure to report the matter on time was due to the threats to them by their relatives should they report to the police. Right now, we're on top of the matter. Police Commissioner Mr. Aliyu Garba has pledged to get to its root. We have visited the scene. We will continue to follow up until the perpetrators are brought to book. End quote. Think about that. The murder was not reported to the police at first because Omonna were threatening the immediate family and warning them not to go to the police. Hey! I really want to know where the priorities are in a situation like this. A woman is dismembered and burned alive in her father's compound, in her ancestral home. And instead of doing everything to uncover the killer and atone for the abomination, her father's people are threatening her family not to go to the police. Well, now the community is stepping in. They're promising to work with the police to track down the killers. But Nenaya is gone. Her mother and sisters are still dispossessed. Justice has still not yet been done. And like that caller from Benue State said, this is just one story. All over the country, there are many Nenayonus who have been thrown out and dispossessed when their fathers die because they are girls and they have no brothers. I really want to know how people are able to harden their hearts, watch widows and their daughters suffer like that, your own brother's wife and children. Instead, they'll say, that let the property go to the adult brothers of the dead man, who should be expected to fend for themselves. It's a really amazing thing, isn't it? And you have mouths to complain about politicians. Lagos, tell me your thoughts about this story. What do you think about the claim that the larger family was stopping the immediate family from going to the police? Will there be justice for Nenaya? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm alive.
Yeah, until this very hour. Yeah, good afternoon to you once again. Sandra, when I say this very hard, because the story is heartbreaking. So even me, who was flying out of 359, I don't feel the same after this story has been told. Like, it is heartbreaking. It is wicked. It is inhuman. Like, in Sandra, you check your time. You check the year, 2022. They still treat person like this. Really? I think it's not about tracking down the killers alone. Will they serve the jail term? Are we going to be updated from time to time? Is it going to be something that one uncle knows one uncle that knows one man, and then one morning you go to sleep and see that the people who are skilled, this lady, are walking freely? These are things, like Dambaba said, we need to finally sit down and talk. Because if it comes to Papa and Mama, the same person, I'm born, if someone says, oh, an Abednego has the right to get some of those things if my father died today, then same energy should be passed to the lady. This is property we're talking about. So it's not even something abstract now that we'll say we're dragging. They need to survive. They need to be fine. Plus, I think it was high time we left the mentality of, oh, what a boy you born or what a girl you born. These are conversations that if we don't start to have, Sandra, then last, I don't know. But this matter, they need to follow up on it. We cannot just sit down and watch. We need to hear that, yes, this is not just going to stay, but people are going to be arrested. I don't want to say maybe the key word is to hang or anything, but if it's to go to court, they should with their full chest. They should, and the government needs to look into this. Ebony, where they get brilliant people, see, they shock me. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. We've got Jerry Namdi, who says, it's a pity the lady is dead now, but she shouldn't have fought that fight alone. Jerry says, the lady deserves justice, but the truth is the whole community did not commit the crime. We've got Asan Cosmos, who says, we can't use the concept of civilization to judge a case like this, and it's because Africans pay attention to their male child as a next of kin more than the female child. When you want to fight for things like that, get a lawyer and a member of the family to front for you if you are young or are a woman. Life is precious, and what functions in the US may not function here yet. May her soul rest in peace. A message from Cosmos on Facebook. Happiness is
Hello,
online.
Sandra.
Hi, Happiness. How are you?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Ah, Sandra, what a sad one. These family people, they're everywhere. My cousins were victims, you know, because they were girls. Their dad died, and they didn't want to give them anything. My aunt had to cry out to her king. She had to go to the palace. She left Warwick to go to the palace to cry out to him before justice was given to them. As well.
Imagine that. Happiness, thanks for calling. But I do like that the king stepped in, you know, because it starts there. It starts there. If we are, you know, if we are holding on to traditional institutions, those traditional institutions have to be about justice. And there is nothing just about dispossessing a woman who her husband has died of. Like, there's nothing just about it. So I think that, you know, that was justice from the king in Happiness's story. We've got Philip Igoni, who says, this is what keeps African societies down, not just the government alone, because these demons will find their ways into the government and hold everybody to ransom. Philip, with that message there. Harriet says, Sandra, this barbaric attitude of some people believing that women are subhumans, and as such, be treated anyhow in some families, must stop. The police should arrest all the remaining members of the family. Her killers should be brought to book. Such evil cannot stop until some drastic measures are taken. We've got Samson, who says, this is barbaric and very bad. Some African cultures should be abolished. More messages coming in. Jonathan Atuvier says, where laws are weak, people will do whatever pleases them. Shegun says, only in this country that, you're talking about something we're not talking about. Chido says, this is totally heartless. Those days are gone where women are powerless. Justice must prevail for her. All right, let's come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, hi.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, that's a very bad act from those people. But I wonder why the state government, we are not hearing their reaction. The state government is supposed to have reacted and moved that family out of harm's way. Because those people can still go after them. even with the police being around. And we can even do GoFundMe from Lagos here and move that family out of that environment. So that they don't even go and kill the mother and the remaining girls.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I beg, we can do GoFundMe and let people contribute and move them out of that vicinity.
All right. Thank you for calling. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. I'm very much happy how you picked my call.
I'm glad you called.
God will continue to bless and enhance Nigeria Info.
Amen.
This is a very callous act and needs to be stopped, at least to serve as a deterrent to those who may want to perpetrate the same act in future. Now, Sandra, has the IG heard about it?
The IG of police? No, but the police command in Ebonyi.
No. The IG is supposed to hear because this thing is done in this country, Nigeria. He owns the whole police formation in the whole country. He needs to hear about this. I heard you saying the case has been obstructed by the perpetrators. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Yes. It is not impossible. We have them. I mean, they have connection in high places like National Assembly.
No, it's obstructed in the sense that they did not report to the police at first because the family members said they shouldn't report.
Okay, it's very, very painful, very painful. Yeah. I don't know the rights a boy child has, and the gay guy does not possess, does not have. This is gender discrimination, and it has to stop somewhere. Look, listen, a revolution is a thought in one man's mind. You agree with me?
Yes.
Ralph Waldo Emerson. He said the revolution is a thought in one man's mind.
That's right.
God will continue to lead you aright, Nigeria Info.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful job you are doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Shade, you're going to have to call us back because we have to take a break. But it's a really short one. So when we come back, we'll keep taking your calls. If you just tuned in, I took you to Ebonyi State for today's glass ceiling. A young woman who went to reclaim her father's property that they were dispossessed of when he died was killed. But first of all, her legs were cut off and then she was burned while she was alive. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3. This is The Glass Ceiling. And we'll be right back after this break. Don't go away.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
If you just tuned in, hello to you. This is The Glass Ceiling on 99.3 Nigeria Info. On The Glass Ceiling, we talk about all the invisible obstacles in society that keep women from achieving financial, social, and civil equality. And one of those things is property inheritance. We've talked about it a lot on Hard Facts. Today, we're talking about it from a really, really sad perspective. Nnennayonu was murdered in her late father's compound while demanding for her right and her mother's right to inherit his property. When her father died, she was still a small girl. Her sister says that their relatives seized all his property, including his house, his farmland, his cars, the money in his accounts. She claims, the sister that is, claims that her uncles did this because the dead man did not have any sons. He only had daughters. Their mother was forced to fend for herself. She was forced to start from scratch. She struggled. She managed to raise her daughters, including Nnennaya. And when Nnennaya grew up, she decided to go back and demand her father's property from her relatives. But instead, right in her father's backyard, Nnennaya was murdered. I told you before the break that while she was still alive, they cut off her leg and then they set her on fire. They burned her to death just for saying that her late father's property belongs to her and her mother and her sisters. And before the break, I was asking you if this is the culture that we want. Is this it? The culture that we're fighting to preserve, to protect? Do we want a society where a girl grows into a woman, stands up for herself against all odds, and she's murdered in cold blood? A society that leaves widows
penniless at the very moment they need the most help. A society where a family of women is dispossessed because there's no man or boy among them, where they are left to fend for themselves. That's the society we want. And then when they even manage to fend for themselves, when they say, you know what, okay, you've done your worst, we're going to do it. And then they go ahead and do it and they come back to claim what is theirs, what is their right. We say, mm-mm. I also told you before the break that the police spokesperson in Ebonyi State said that the police have commenced investigation into the matter. They say that what delayed the investigation and arrest of the perpetrators before now was that the family failed to make an official report to the command when the incident happened. The family members told the police that the failure to report the matter on time was because they were getting threats by relatives that they should not report to the police. So police says that they are on top of the matter. Commissioner of Police, Mr. Aliyu Garba, has pledged to get to the root of this problem. They visited the scene. They'll continue to follow up until they bring the perpetrators to book. So something gruesome like that happens. So the first injustice is that you dispossess the family members, right, of their property. Then you murder one of them who says, I no go gree. Then you threaten them to not go to the police. As in, umunna, threaten the immediate family, warning them not to go to the police. And like I was asking before the break, where are the priorities in a situation like this? A woman is dismembered, burned alive in her father's compound. Instead of doing everything to uncover the killer and atone for the abomination, her father's people are threatening her. Don't go to the police. Before the break, I also told you that the community is stepping in. They're promising to work with the police. They're promising to track down the killers. But she's still gone, Nenaya. Her mother and her sisters still don't have their father's property. Justice has still not been done. What do you think about this story? What do you think it will take to get us as a society to the point where this kind of story does not happen? Because like I said, yes, we're all outraged and alarmed that this could happen, you know, that a woman could be killed, that a woman could be burned to death because she tried to claim her father's property. But how many people listening to me right now are thinking, well, yeah, since her mother did not have boys, she should have lost the property to the brothers? Because like I said as well before the break, the injustice we accept, it leads to the bigger injustice that we condemn. We don't realize that. 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, thanks for calling. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hi, this is Shadi. How are you doing, Sandra?
Shadi, thanks for calling back.
Yes. This story is so sad. I'm very unfortunate. And while you were telling the story, I thought of my friend that has two girls. He's from the East. And I'm thinking to myself, if something happened to him, could this possibly happen to his wife and kids also? Because that would be very sad. Like if he doesn't have a will, but I'm sure he has a will because he's a lawyer. What even with wills? Can they do this? Do you know if this happens to people that have wills? Do they still dispossess the girls?
No, when there's a will, it's more difficult to do.
Okay, that's good.
When there's a will, it's more difficult to do.
Okay, but I would think getting the community, if they have a king, I think all communities have kings, I think. Mm. But if they have a king and like all the community members to talk about changing that, tradition? Yes, tradition or culture of, because I guess it has to start from the community. And then each community talks about it and then becomes something statewide. Mm. And that's how change would happen. Because mm. it's like female mutilation that happens mm-hmm. in some communities in Africa. Mm-hmm. Like that's how it started. They got to talking about it. They got to people to see the errors in that thinking. Mm. That females are equal to men, right? Mm-hmm. And just because you're female doesn't mean you're subhuman. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that that's where it should start, is that community engagement. And if each community just talking about it and it changes and it becomes a statewide thing, and then you can, that's how change will begin.
All right, Shade, thanks for calling. We've got Castro who says, Jesus Christ, this is in fact and can be indeed. The heart of man is indeed wicked. We've got Dambaba Naija who says, my sister, if you know how village people reason, you go fear. I think they need to be educated about it, and we also need the intervention of the courts. We've got Ralph on the line. How, Ralph?
Hi, it's President Sandra.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'm Ralph. I'm calling from Gbagadia.
Welcome, Ralph.
President Sandra, this story is very, very quite pathetic. And mm-hmm. but then one thing I find very, very disgusting is the fact that the Nigerian police force had to wait before the case was reported by the girl's family. I think once events like this happens, Nigerian police force should swing into action once they have a notice of such events. Mm. They don't have to wait for the families to make any official report. It's a crime against state. Mm. If I'm right, I don't know if I'm right or wrong. A case of murder is a crime against the state.
Yes, it is.
I actually feel so pathetic and so sorry for the family. Mm. I feel that it's about time that we start questioning some of the dogma, some of the belief that we worship and we cherish in our cultures. Mm-hmm. I'm from Igbo, from the Igbo tribe in Nigeria, but I totally condemn something like even like it happens even in my state, in Enugu state. Mm. And it's one of the reasons why I excommunicated myself from anything that concerns my village and myself. Mm. For heaven's sake, you don't do things like this in this dispensation. The world has gone. They've left us behind as a country. I feel so horrible, President Sandra.
I'm sorry.
And I pray that her soul will rest in perfect peace.
Amen. Thank you, Ralph, for calling. We've got a message here. The same community that shielded those demons in Ebonyi after killing her for demanding for her right are the same ones now helping the police with investigation. Sandra, nothing positive will come out of this case. Trust me. We are too cruel, wicked in this part of the world. I don't know if it's an African thing. We're very wicked in Nigeria. That's why we deserve the bad leadership we get to knock some sense into our heads. Sandra, if I be God, the boldness, senselessness in tying a human being up, then proceeding to chop them to pieces alive like a ram, then setting them ablaze is unimaginable. Where is God? Thank you very much for your message. My message is here. The girl is entitled to the father's inheritance. Justice Rod Viver of Supreme Court, now retired, in a landmark judgment, cleared that issue. All right. We've got more people who are sending us messages here. I'll implore the authority to make specific law inheritance. I'm a Muslim for property inheritance. When a dead man has men or women, while men get two things, women get one, so women can complement her own from her husband. While deceased, if I think you wrote this in a hurry, so please take a look at it again and rewrite it so that I can read it. Adeleke Hakim says, Sandra, I'm troubled and pained by the news on daily basis. No respect for law, no regard for life. Life is taking at will. Will the government please wake up? The government will wake up to their responsibilities. From the 28-year-old lady who died in the unregistered facility, then to Nenaya's case. Oh my. Adeleke Hakim, I'm really sorry about bringing these stories to you, but they're happening and you need to hear about it. We've got Wale from Ota who says, Sandra, going forward, parents should will their property for their families and ensure that this is rightly enforced after they are dead, before they are dead. All right. We've got Mercy from Mazamaza who says, this is barbaric. Women are seen as second-class citizens in this part of the world, and it's very sad. All right. More messages here. here, just like Dambaba said, it's nothing new. It's very sad and unthinkable. This should serve as a reminder that a father should tidy up the sharing of his estate when he knows that all his children are women. Sandra, are you in the know that inheritance in the Southeast is patrilineal? This informed the confiscation of properties while they were still small. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to justify their actions, but that should not negate the fact that she has a right to ask for her father's estate. Let the full weight of the law come to bear on the culprits. That's how it will be seen that justice has been served and the family of late Nena Yono will be appeased. Judah Nyang with that message. Well, culturally, you can do what you want to do, but the law of the land actually says that girls, women, can inherit the property of their family. So the fathers, the mothers, they can inherit the family property. Women, wives, daughters, all of them, they can inherit the same way that men can inherit. It's actually a Nigerian law. And the law of the country supersedes the law of the land, the customs of the your land or your state or whatever. You know? We've got a message here. This story is a sad one. It's pathetic to hear. I sympathize with the dead lady. My concern is the reason the police PRO gave. Do they need any permission to carry out their work if information about murder gets to them? To me, that is a lame excuse. Andy Mann with that message. You know, Andy, maybe they didn't hear about it. Because, like, countries are big. Ebonyi State is big. And these communities are often not very connected, you know, to, like, civilization, permit me to say. So sometimes a crime occurs and nobody hears about it, especially if the family is very invested in making sure nobody hears about it. So it would just be gist. You go to market, you know, and you hear the gist at the market, or you go to fetch water at the stream and everybody hears about it. Hey, Makwanankame, oh, do you hear that that's happened? And it's just gist in the village, right? But there's no police presence because, like, Nigeria is very under-policed. So perhaps they didn't hear about it. And the only way they could have heard about it, you know, is if family members came to make a report, see what has happened to us. But family members could not do that to begin with because Omona said, don't you dare. 99.3, hello. 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 I picked your call. You're the one I picked your
call.
Hello,
good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Victor.
Victor, welcome.
Okay, Sandra, this thing is everywhere. People are wicked. And some of the people that are calling, they investigate well, they are among the people that do this type of evil. Notwithstanding, it is evil, and it should be called evil. The most important thing is this. Growing up, and you've heard that some uncles or family members considered your father's property because you're a lady or because he doesn't have a man. What will you do? You don't go fighting. You go on the ground, do your investigation, get your first hand, get them arrested so that they will give you your property. Instead of going to fight or going to dine with them, knowing that they will be targeting you. And the other thing is this, even if it happens to men, apart from that, it happened to women. It happened to men as well. If a man has, like, two children, they are men, and they are still small, they will grab the property. Then when they are of age to collect their property, they will kill them. So it happens. The heart of man is wicked. So going forward, anybody that wants to recover the father's property,
oh, unfortunately, your line has gone pretty bad. I've got an interesting message here. Lagos, I want to hear what you think about this message here. Godwin Uchechukwu Onyemike says, until we accept that the woman belongs to another man, the better for us as a people. If the man has no male child, then the property belongs to the man's family. What a man can do is train the girl child very well to be independent. What do you think about this message here from Godwin Uchechukwu Onyemike on Facebook? He says, until we accept that the woman belongs to another man, the better for us as a people. If the man has no male child, then the properties belong to the man's family. What a man can do is train the girl child very well to be independent. What do we think about our comments from Godwin Uchichukwu Onyemike? 99.3, hello.
Hi, Chandra. How are you?
I am alive.
Well, it's been such a hard day.
Yeah.
Two stories that are just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Godwin is probably one of those that would do what they did to Nemeye. I'm sorry, I don't remember her name.
Yeah.
Because what he said makes no sense. How is it you're telling somebody to make their girl child independent, but the brothers are not? Doesn't make any sense. Now, I think that as long as people can wake up and commit crime and our judicial system is asleep, it won't stop. I'm from the South. I'm from Lagosian. My father died. We have boys. In fact, we have more girls than boys in my family. And everything was shared equally. So I don't get it. As long as they will not, then this, like, I don't believe in capital punishment, so I don't believe they should kill somebody.
Hmm.
But they should rot in jail till they die, like every one of them. So as long as we let them run the streets free, they will continue to do it. That's just the bottom line. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Igwe Victor is on the line. Hi, Victor.
Hello, Sandra.
Welcome.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Igwe Victor. It's been a while.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah, Shuku Gozegi.
Gozi Kwagi.
What a pathetic story.
Yeah.
Actually, while you mentioned this story, I decided to go online to read about it.
Mm-hmm.
The community is a community where I married my wife from. It's quite unfortunate.
Oh.
I think it's a very bad way to practice our culture, and that is, when you say culture, it will look like it is a total representation of people. But I believe some things have been modernized because culture on its own is dynamic. As a man, if I give birth to children, and I think what is happening around us now is ignorance, just like somebody said. When part of our culture is barbaric, I think the best thing we should do as individuals is to make sure we do some certain things to modernize it, even if the culture on its own is inimical to us. Like I said, people, I believe by the reason of our education and knowledge of our rights, can always protect our children, even if we, when we don't have male children to take over our property. I think something like that happened to my family when my dad was giving birth to, okay, when my dad wasn't even any male child, it was one female. Then the other people, we are like taking him for the standard. Very soon, you people, you will pass out with your wife and will inherit everything. But God so kind, at a point, the male started coming. So what I want to advise to everybody is, when you protect your family by knowledge of law, making sure you write a will and make sure that you protect everything, that even your female children will be protected in inheritance of your wealth, even when you are no longer there. That will go a long way in even making sure that the kind of story of Nenayono that we are discussing today will never happen to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Igwe Victor, for calling. We've got Peter from Anthony, who says, we're very wicked in this country. I teach catechism in church, and I also ask adults about what they heard from the sermons. They don't remember anything 1 hour later. Only profanity lasts in the minds of our people, and it's because from the top, bad decisions same from the shepherds don't get punished. Surely the sheep will eat feces. A Yoruba man, there are greedy relatives, but when anyone misbehaves, they are compelled to prostrate flat on the ground, apologize, and the properties are shared along the children, both male and female. If it's a polygamous family, they start from what we call the root. The roots are the wives. The children are then settled along the number of wives equally. The Yoruba homes where sharing of property is a problem, such family may have lost its genealogy or ancestral structure. My grandfather wrote his will into four copies. One copy mailed to the Catholic Secretariat, one to the lawyer, one to the king, and one to the head of the family. It solved a lot of problems in my family because three out of four was corresponding. Thank you very much for your message. We've got a message here from Ianda Favor, who says, women has no right for inheritance, but murder is a no-no. You know what? Next Wednesday, we're going to talk about inheritance and women. All right, so my access to WhatsApp has ended. So please, if you have comments, you send them to me on Facebook. So I have two comments now that I'm going to address, and I'm going to address them next week Wednesday because I'm very pissed off. Like, I'm so pissed. So this comment from Iyanda and the comment from Godwin Uchechukwu Onyemike, who says, until we accept that the woman belongs to another man, the better for us as a people. If the man has a male child, then the properties belong to the man's family. I'm going to discuss this next Wednesday on the glass ceiling from 4 o'clock. So set your reminder. So you have two reminders to set now. The first one is the interview with Peter Obi this Friday by 1 o'clock. Irechi Bakari Yusuf will be talking to Peter Obi, the presidential candidate, former governor of Anambra, at 1 o'clock on her show, Danfo Conversations. So set your reminder for that. And then set another reminder for the conversation we'll have next week, Wednesday. Who should inherit property when a person dies? If a man dies or a woman dies and they have property that should be inherited, who should inherit it? Their family members, and by their family members, I mean the wife or husband and the children, or the family they left to go and marry somebody else and create their own family. By that, I mean their mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters. That conversation will happen again. We've talked about this so many times on this show, but next Wednesday we'll talk about it again, and I will be addressing specifically the comment from Iyanda on WhatsApp that women have no right, but murder is a no-no. And Godwin Onyemike, who says, until we accept that the woman belongs to another man, the better for us as a people. If a man has no male child, the property belongs to the man's family. Because his daughters are not his family. Okay? Eh? The man's family. No male child. The daughters are not the man's family. His wife is not his family. Next Wednesday, let's talk. When we come back, let's talk about DSTV. We'll take a break now. DSTV is up next. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.